you're visiting with us, if you are parents of the children, we bid you a very warm welcome. If you're grandparents, if you're visiting here in Abbotts, we extend you a very, very warm welcome also. And for regulars here at the church, you know you're welcome anyway, so you really don't need to be told that again. But we are glad to see you all here, and the Lord bless you one and all for joining with us. This is a very special day for the church. It's a very special day for our children as they take part in children's morning service. And we're going to start off our proceedings by standing to worship the Lord. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. And can we do the actions? Is that all right? Are we allowed to do the actions? It's so high. We can't. Now, I want to see the action. If you don't join in the actions, I'll bring you up the front and join me. How does that sound? Let's see how we get on. Let's stand as we worship the Lord, please. Let's all rise together. For my sins and be nailed to that cross to bear my sins in his own body on the tree. He showed his love when he died on Calvary. Sometimes we can be very rigid when we come to church, but sometimes on special occasions like this, we want to make it that we want our children to enjoy it and appreciate it as well. We're going to pray together. I'm going to get you children. We're going to wee action just for benefit of you young ones, and then the parents there are going to just bow their heads. But let's do wee action. It goes against us. P-R-A-Y. Let's take a wee do that, boys and girls. You ready? P-R-A-Y. Let's bow our heads as we talk to God in heaven. Our Father, we thank Thee today for Your goodness to us, and most of all, we thank Thee in giving us all the blessings that we enjoy on a daily basis. And yet, most of all, we thank Thee for who You are, the eternal God, the One who has no beginning and no ending. You will always exist. The Bible would teach us that You are the first and the last. You are Alpha and Omega. And so today, as we come before You into Your presence, we come, Lord, just seeking that You might be pleased, as You promised, to be with us. Thank Thee for the great assurance that we have as Your children, that though I am with You always, even unto the end of the age. And it is to this end, Father, we lovingly commend our service to You in prayer, and we ask, Lord, for Your help. We ask, Lord, for Your help for the children as they participate, and whether it be, Lord, for the little tiny steps, or whether it be for stepping stones. We ask, Lord, for every aspect and for all the preparation, for those that will say memory verses, and for as the children come along and sing, and as they take part in all their different ways, we pray that You'll give them real help. But we pray, Lord, even through them, that You might speak into our hearts. We pray for those of us, Lord, those in our service this morning, whether it be for young or older, that have not yet come to put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Lord, this is our desire, and we believe it's even more Your desire. Lord, your word would teach us that you're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so, Father, we're asking you today in the name of Christ Jesus, your Son, to work in hearts today, to help people to not only understand, but help people to surrender their wills to you and say yes. Yes to salvation, yes to eternal life, and no to sin. Father, we commit ourselves to you, praying, Lord, that you would be exalted and magnified and glorified. Again, Father, we pray for our pastor and his wife as they just would finish off their remaining few days of their holiday. We pray that they might really know the continued blessing of God upon them. And as they come back, return to us, Lord willing, next Sunday, as they stand here, as the pastor stands to preach your word, may great help and liberty and unction be upon him. We remember those connected with our church, Lord, who are confined to a hospital bed. We think of Edith this morning especially. We pray for and ask, dear God, that even in these days that you might graciously draw near to her. We pray for those who are shut in their home. Lord, we know there's an awful lot of them, and we want to just collectively bring them to you in prayer. And we're praying today, dear God, that in some way, as we would long for your presence here, our prayer is that they would know your presence with them in their own homes. Father, for those that are unwell, we lovingly uphold them before you in prayer today and ask, Lord, that the Spirit of God would minister to those needs. And most of all, Father, that the men and women, individual would see that you are our strength and you are the one who's the only one who's able to bring us through even our most deepest and darkest of trials. So, Father, we commit ourselves now to you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Now, we've got a number of different items this morning, and what we would like to see is, for those of you who are grown-ups, don't be afraid to smile at the children and encourage them. That's always good, because they will be nervous and they're going to come right now. In fact, we're going to have Tiny Steps is going to come right now, and they're going to come and sing to us, and then they are going to do a little memory verse for us. So, Tiny Steps, away you go.
It's lovely to be here this morning, and it's lovely to come and praise the Lord. And we are the Tiny Steps. Some here are from Stepping Stones, because they're going to help us with this nice wee song that they've learnt. And they really, really enjoy it. And can I say, I want to thank all the helpers in Tiny Steps. Now, they're very disobedient, because I had sent a text out to them all and told them to sit at the front. But no, I came into church and they were all... There's Samuel Carson down there. I said I would name the ones that didn't come up. And when I said that, they all rushed over. But can I say, they are very good, and I really thank God for each and every one of them. As everybody knows, that I am a delegator, and that I just pass on the baton just for other ones to do. So there you are. So you're going to smile, wave at everybody first, say hello, all right? And let's have your singing now, and then you'll have a wee memory verse. Okay, thank you.
I'm gonna Now, they've been learning two memory verses, and for the ones this size, I can't believe they're actually able to remember them. Some are a wee bit shy, I didn't want to say them this morning, but I've got a couple of volunteers here, so hopefully they'll do all right this morning. So, Emmy, what's your memory verse?
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
And then Hope's going to say her one.
I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Good girl, well done, thank you. Right, so all of us are just going to try it all together, because I know you've all been learning it and want to say it, so... On the count of three, we're going to say Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So 1, 2, 3.
In the beginning,
chapter 1. Then after three, we're going to say Psalm 23, verse 1, okay? So 1, 2, 3. Well done, thank you.
At this stage, we're going to have the stepping stones are going to come and they're going to run through the little program. Thank you, young ones. Come on ahead, stepping stones.
Well, if you haven't guessed by now, the theme is, who is the king? Who is the king? Carter.
Jesus.
Jesus is the king. Brilliant. And where is he the king of, or what is he the king of, Eva? The whole world. Brilliant, good girl. All the nations of the world. Like one of our memory verse reminded us that he is the king of everywhere, even the jungle and the sea. And he is what word beginning with P? Sophia. Powerful. He is the powerful king. Brilliant. And remember some of the stories that we were learning about King Jesus and some of the amazing things that he did. So the next slide shows one of the amazing things that he did. I wonder, can you remember what it was? Can anybody remember what happened in this slide? What amazing thing did Jesus do?
Make fishes and some bread for everyone.
Brilliant. He fed everybody. He fed over 5,000 people. Wasn't that a miracle? From 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Well done. And what about the next one? Now, who's going to tell me about this one, Harmony?
The man was blind and he made him see again.
Brilliant. He healed the blind man. Well done. That's how powerful he is and how powerful he was when he lived here on earth. Brilliant. And the next one? Oh, look at those big waves. I wonder what was happening there. What did Jesus do? Somebody different, Lucy. Tell Amy, what did Jesus do?
Calmed the storms.
Brilliant. He calmed the storm. Good girl. And what about this one? Oh, this lady was so sad. Something awful had happened. Her brother Lazarus had died. But what did Jesus do? Does anybody else know? What did Jesus do, Jamie?
He gave the man back to life again.
Brilliant. He brought Lazarus back to life again because he's so powerful. Isn't Jesus amazing? And the next one's the best thing. Look, what happened here? What amazing thing did Jesus do here, Carter?
Rose from the dead.
Brilliant. He rose from the dead because he's not just a man or a woman or a boy or a girl like you and I. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the son of who? Eva, tell Amy.
He's the son of God.
Brilliant. He is the son of God. Well done. And remember, we learned this memory verse about him being the Son of God and being the name above all other names. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And that's what our next wee song is about. Are you ready to sing? Now, there's not the loud music this time, so you need to sing out to so that everybody can hear you. Brilliant. So in 7 stones we've been learning about what it means to give our heart to Jesus and what it means to follow him and to serve the King of Kings. So we have a wee presentation now. Some of you have done drawings to help make this, so look out for yourselves in the photos, or maybe your drawing, about what it means to follow Jesus. And we've been learning about another country as well. What's the country that we've been learning about this year in Stepping Stones, Lucas?
Papua New Guinea.
Maybe say it again. The mic wasn't down quick enough.
Papua New Guinea.
Good boy. Well done. Matthew and Liz have been teaching us a song in Pidgin English. Does anybody remember its name in our English? What is it? If you tell Amy over there. So what is the name of the song?
Welcome, wash away my sin.
Brilliant. So are you ready to sing it? Oh, they're half asleep. Are you ready to sing it? Good. This is another one you sing really well when you sing out.
Thank you.
What kind of a king is Jesus?
What kind of a king can eat at the funeral of his friend only to say, Lazarus, come out, and watch him come back to life?
What kind of a king is Jesus? What kind of a king can tell a blind beggar your faith has made you well and actually make him see?
What kind of king can die so that his followers can live? What kind of king are you?
A king who came not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
A king who keeps his promises.
A king who
adds
to us.
A king who can see us.
A king who loves me.
A king I want to follow.
Good, well done.
So I come to you, King Jesus, not to be served by you, but to serve you and to give my life to you.
So Jesus is the King who we want to follow. So this is our next song, I'm Following the King. Well done. And Anna and Carter here have another of our memory verses about Jesus being the King and his throne in heaven.
The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom is over all.
And Carter?
The Bible says in Psalm 103, verse 19, the Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all.
So isn't it amazing to think that all of us who follow Jesus, when we die, we'll go to be with Jesus in heaven and God in heaven. And he is the wonderful King that we've been learning about in Stepping Stones and church. And when we get to heaven, it's amazing that just like today, you get rewards for coming to Stepping Stones or coming to Creche or coming to Tiny Steps and saying your verses and different things. And with the reward chart over here for the good things that you do in Stepping Stones, God will give us rewards for the good things that we have done when we have followed him. And that's why we have these crowns here today. Because when we come before Jesus, the Bible talks about us being so amazed at King Jesus, that we come before him and we put our crowns at his feet. So we're going to pretend that we're doing that today. His throne is here in front with the crown of thorns. Remember, we learned about Jesus having the crown of thorns put on his head when he died on the cross. And we're going to come and put our crowns in praise and thanks to the King of Kings, Jesus. Well done, everybody. You've done really well today.
Things I just want to bring to your attention. First of all, children, that was amazing. Absolutely amazing. Give the children a round of applause. Absolutely brilliant. The second thing in our little lesson we learned this morning was the pidgin English. I have to confess to you, I take my hat off to these missionaries like Andrew, Matthew. I always give you a younger version every time. Matthew and Liz. And all our missionaries like them who've gone to places where they have not known a language and have put pen to paper and started to teach them from scratch. It amazes us, folks, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. And thirdly, folks, one day, if you know Christ, you'll do just what these children did. You'll lay your crown before Him. And the Scripture says, if we're faithful unto death, we shall receive a crown of life. I wonder, will you be in that band? Will you be with those of us who lay our crown? Or will you be with those who will be denied and forsaken a place in heaven? I trust today that if you haven't yet come to know Christ as your Saviour, that you will indeed yield your life to Him and trust Him for yourself. We're going to keep our seats as we sing together. I have a precious book. There's an offering for the work of God. Now, if you have a visitor here and the plate passes you, don't feel at all embarrassed. If you haven't come prepared, just let it pass you by. But as part of our way of here at Abbots of worshipping the Lord, as we give back to Him what He has given to us. And so we want to keep our seats as we sing the first couple of verses, and then we'll endeavour to stand. I think there's three verses, and we'll stand for the third verse. I have a precious book. It's the Word of God. It's the only book that God has given. you got lost, brother. They thought you got lost. Anyway. It is a joy this morning to be able to welcome Stephen Conde of the CEF. We're delighted to have him here. And so we're joyed that he's going to come and share with the children. I have told him he's only to worry whenever the clock hits 1 o'clock. That's whenever you start getting disturbed. Other than that, you are happy. So I'm only telling you from personal experience. But I hope you enjoy him. I hope most of all you take on board what he has to say. Children, I'm looking for the best one sitting up. So I'm going to stay up here and I'm going to watch him up here. I'm looking for the best one sitting up. And then I'm going to look upon somebody who's got a pound in their pocket, because that pound in your pocket, I'm going to give it to them. I didn't bring any pounds. So if you have a pound in your pocket, give it to me, because it's going to be given to a child after the meeting. So if you have a pound, let me know and I'll give it back to you now. Don't think I'll give it to you. Well, see the pastor next week. He'll give it to you. That sounds better to me. Pound now. So we're looking for the best setter upper and I'm going to give you a pound. One for the boy. Well, may as well get 2 pounds. One for the boy and one for the girl. All right? And if I don't have it here, or there's nobody here who's got 2 pounds with him, I'll make sure you get it. All right? But I'm watching out for the best setup. Stephen, come on ahead. God bless you, my friend.
And you're going to sit really, really well and get a pound. This chair is heavy. Somebody warned me that it'll be heavy. There we go. Good afternoon, everybody. Oh, well, maybe try that again. Good afternoon, everybody. Hey, you're alive, alert, awake, and enthusiastic. Well done. That was so, so good. I could have sat there for another few hours and listened to you singing and speaking, because you did a super, super good job. And if someone does a really, really good job for me, I love to give them a firework. Who has seen a firework before? Anybody seen a firework? Well, I'm going to give you a firework. It goes like this, okay? Brace yourself, because this is the most exciting thing you'll see all day. Ready? It goes like this. Psst. Whee! Yeah, I can see from your faces you're super excited. Would you like to give me a firework back? Can you try it after three? Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Whee! Yeah, well done. And I can see the family and friends sitting in the back saying, I want to have a go too. So we're going to do it all together after three. 1, 2, 3. Whee! Hey, well done. That was really, really good, because, like, what age are you?
Five.
Wow, I was five when I was your age, yes. Five, and what age are you? Nine, and what age are you? No, I'm not that. But yes, so you're 5 and 9 and 8, and to come up to the front and to teach us some wonderful things from the Bible, you did a really, really good job. You know what? In my bag, I have brought something really, really special. I love this thing in my bag. I'm going to show you it, okay? You ready? So here it is. And I really love what I brought along. It's so special to me. Here we go. Are you ready? Hey. Oh, yes. Lovely. This is Freddy, my teddy. And Freddy, I love Freddy, because whenever I was little, I went into a store and I was able to choose what kind of teddy bear I wanted. And then I went and I got to stuff it full so it's nice and soft. I got to choose what clothes to put on Freddy. And I got to brush him and give him lots of cuddles. And I think Freddy is really, really special, because I was able to go into a shop and to think about Freddy. I was able to design Freddy. I was able to make Freddy. And then I was so excited to come home, because I knew I had my very own teddy that I got to make and create and design. And Freddy was mine. Who likes Freddy? Yeah, some of you like Freddy. And the family and friends, does anybody like Freddy? Well, Freddy's mine, so buy your own. Okay, yes, so we've got Freddy. I'm going to set Freddy up there. And you know what? As I thought about Freddy, a teddy bear that I created and designed and made, I thought about this book here. Who can tell me what's this book called? We'll go over here. Yes? Good man, brilliant, the Bible. And who can tell me this? What makes this book really, really special? What makes it different from any other book that you will read? What makes this book so different and so special? Right at the back, yes? That's a brilliant answer. Well done. Because it's all about God. You know what? Whenever we open this book and we start to dig deeper into it, you realize that everything that you read, God has said it. And because God has said it, that means that it's really, really important. And whenever you read the very, very first book in the Bible, who can tell me what's the first book in the Bible called? And you've already been talking about it this morning, yes? Good man, brilliant. Genesis. And when you look at Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, and you've already said it this morning, you did it so well, it says this. In Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." I want you to close your eyes really, really tight. Close them really, really tight. What can you see whenever you close your eyes really, really tight? What can you see? Let me see, what can you see? You have to open your eyes to see who I'm pointing to. What can you see? Well done, you can see darkness, you can see nothing there, well done. At the very, very beginning of time, there was nothing there. But whenever you read the Bible, you read something really, really important. You read that God has always, always been there. And he always will be there because in the beginning, who created? What does it say in the Bible? God. Well done. God created. Tell me some of the things this morning that God has created. And already you've been singing about it really, really well. What are some of the things that God has created? Who can tell me? Go back over to this side. Yes. Well done. He made the earth. Brilliant answer. He made us. That is fantastic. Well done. What else has he made? Brilliant, he's made heaven. I'll take one more right back here. Brilliant, yes, he made the animals. Everything that we see, God has created. Whenever you look outside and you look out in the sky on a really dark night, you can see lots and lots and lots of stars. Whenever you research about it, it says that there are around 100 billion stars in our galaxy. God created every single one of them. And when you read the Bible, God says that he knows each one of them by name. Whenever you look into the pond and you look all around, you can see the water. And you can see all the little tiny, tiny insects that sometimes you have to see underneath a magnifying glass because they are so tiny. God made all of that out of nothing. By just speaking it, because he is king, because he is so powerful, he was able to make everything you see out of nothing. Whenever you open an apple, who likes eating apples? Yes, some of you like eating apples. Whenever you cut an apple and inside you see something really, really tiny, what do you see in the middle of an apple? Yes? You see a seed. Do you see how tiny? Do you see the seed? Can you see it? No, you can't see it because you don't have one. But if you did have a seed, you would see how tiny it is. And what is so incredible is, whenever you put the seed into the soil, and you add water, and you add sunlight, what does that tiny little seed grow into? Yes? Brilliant. Good girl. It grows into a massive apple tree. And you know what? Even the most intelligent people in this whole wide world, even the most brainiest scientists, cannot understand how from a tiny little seed, a huge big tree grows. And then what are you able to eat from that great big tree that grew right from that tiny, tiny seed? Brilliant, lovely apples. Because God has made everything that we see. He is the great creator. He is king. You know what? I brought something else in my bag. It's something that I love to do. I'm going to give you a clue. And let me see, can you guess what I love to do? So here is the clue. This is a clue. What do you think I love to do? Yes? To read books. I do like to read books. Yeah, good man. Yeah, I love to read books. But what else do you think I'll love to do after I've read this book? Yes? You are so right. I love to cook. I really love baking, so I do. Are you all right, Judith? Are you sure?
I would like to taste some of that bacon because I haven't tasted any of it yet. I don't think he likes to cook at all.
You would like to taste some?
Yes, where is it?
Well, I can let you taste. I made some beautiful shortbread the other day. It is really, really yummy. You try a bit of that and tell me what you think.
Is your granny's shortbread?
Well, it's definitely not granny's because it's this is no ordinary shortbread. That's Marks and Spencer's shortbread. What do you think? Is it beautiful? It's really, really yummy. Okay, great. Judith was saying that it was really, really yummy. And you know what? I bake for a purpose. Why do you think I bother whenever I come home and I open a lovely cookbook? Why do you think I take some time in baking? What's the purpose to it? Why do I bother baking? Who can tell me? What do you think? Yes. You forgot, yes. Sometimes I do that too, but that's totally okay. Totally okay. Yes? Brilliant, so that I can eat, because I come home and I'm so hungry and I need to eat. Why else do you think I enjoy cooking? And Judith gave us a big clue. What did you think of the shortbread, Judith? Lovely. Why do you think I love cooking as well? Brilliant, because it tastes nice and I want to give it to other people so they can enjoy. Because I bake for a purpose. And that reason to why I bake is because I need to eat. And also I want other people to taste the amazing food. You know what, it also reminds me of something from this book, the Bible. And remember that, who has said everything that we read in the Bible? Who can remind me? Who has said everything that we read here? Yes? Brilliant, God has said it. And because God has said it, that means it's 100% true. And whenever you read the Bible, I love the Bible because it gives us big, big answers to big, big questions. And a question that lots of people ask is, why am I here on this earth? What is the purpose to life? And whenever you start to dig deeper into the Bible, you start to see that it is full of those big answers. And the Bible tells me, and it tells you why you are here on this earth. And whenever you read it, it says that you were made for a purpose. Whenever you read the Bible, it tells that God made you. I want you to look at your thumb. Look at your thumb. Look really, really closely at it. And if you look at the person's thumb beside you, the person's thumb beside you is completely different. Because all doctors will tell us that you have a unique thumbprint. You're the only person in this world that has that thumbprint. I want you to put your hand here. Put your hand here. Can you feel something beating? That's your heart. And your heart beats and beats without you having to think about it. Because God made you. You know what? I've got something in my box. And inside my box is something really, really, really special. It's something really, really special. Who would like to see what is inside my box? Would you like to come and see what's inside my box? Okay, come on up. Okay, now, it's really, really special. If I see somebody sitting really, really well, I might bring you up too. Okay, come around this side. Are you ready for this? This is going to be so exciting, so you need to, like, take a deep breath and go. Okay, ready? Okay, here we go. Are you ready for this? Now, it's really, really special. Wow! Wow! Is that not something really, really special? It is. Give me a high five. Well done. Okay, who else? You can take a seat. Good man, you've helped me out really, really well this morning. Who else would like to see what's inside this box? Okay, let me see. Would you like to come up? Okay, good girl. Let's see. Okay, ready for this? Now, it's very exciting. Isn't it very special? It's something really special. I'm glad you're agreeing. Good boy. Oh! Wow! Is that not something really special? Yes, good girl. Would you like to see what's inside my box? Now, it's something very, very special. Are you ready? Here we go. I'm going to let everybody see what's inside my box. Can you see? What can you see inside that mirror? What can you see? Is it something very, very special? Yes. What can you see? Tell me what you can see.
Yourself.
You can see yourself. And you know what I said this morning, whenever you see yourself, that's something really special. But why I'm telling you this morning is, that's what God says this morning about you. Listen to this, and I love this. Psalm 139 and verse 14, it says this, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And you know, this morning that gets me so excited. That the God that was able to make those billions of stars, that the God was able to make the water, says that you are incredibly special. And maybe this morning you don't feel very special. Maybe in school you try to get your numbers right and your numeracy and you just can't do it. And you think, I'm not very special. Maybe in choir or music you can hear other people singing so, so well and you think, I would love to be able to sing like them. Maybe in sport you're playing football and you look at the other people around you and think, I would love to be as good at them at playing football. But the Bible tells me something really important. That God this morning says that you are special. I want you to try this with me. God loves me. Give it a try. God loves me. Do you know how much God loves you this morning? That when you read Psalm 139, it says that God knows whenever you sit down. That God knows whenever you stand up. Psalm 139 says that God knows what you think even before you think it. That God knows what you say even before you say it. Who has been to the beach before? Anybody been to the beach before? Well, this is a really, really fun game. I wonder, have you ever went to the beach and scooped up sand and said, okay, today I'm going to count how many grains of sand I have in my bucket. Has anybody ever played that game? Well, you should play it this summer because your family and friends would love to play this game with you. I wonder if you ever went, one, two, three. It reminds me of something in the Bible. In Psalm 139, it says that God's thoughts towards us are even more than the grains of sand. Whenever you type into Google how many grains of sand there are, they said the scientists don't even know because there are billions and billions and billions. They can only guess. And what that verse in the Bible means is that there's not a second that goes by that God is not thinking about you. Because try what we learnt. God loves me. You know what? I've got something else in my bag. Sometimes whenever I'm cooking and I put it in the oven, sometimes my mobile phone goes and I was speaking one day to a friend on my mobile phone and then I smelt something. What do you think I was smelling? Now I put this into the oven and then I was talking on my phone. What do you think I was smelling? Yes? You are so right. And I went into the kitchen and I took it out and they were that bad that I just had to put them in a bag and give it to my neighbour. But it reminds me that sometimes I can follow the cookbook and I can put it in the oven and then I get it sometimes very wrong. And that the buns that I have made, they're not very nice. You know what? That reminds me of something really, really important in the Bible. It tells me in the Bible that you and I, that we get it wrong every single day against the God who loves you and says that you're special. Listen to this verse. And this verse is really, really important. It says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That means that every single person in this world is born with a huge problem called sin. Does anybody know what sin is? Can anybody tell me? I know we've got top theologians here. Can anybody tell me? Yes. That is a brilliant answer. Well done. It's the things that we do wrong against God. Sin is anything we think, say, or do which breaks God's law. Can you try that with me? Ready? Sin is anything we think, say, or do which breaks God's law. It's like what you were saying, and you made these beautiful crowns where God, He is the great King. He is the great ruler. He is King over everything. But when we are born, it is just like we take the crown of Crown Jesus and we put it on our own heads and say, I want to do what I want to do. I want to go my way. And we get it wrong against God where we think wrong thoughts, where we're not always kind and nice people. Whenever we get angry and cross. And the Bible tells us that sin is so serious because it tells us that no matter how good we think we are, no matter how good things we try, we can never, ever, ever be with God in heaven because of that problem called sin. Because we want to go our own way. We do wrong against the God who loves us, who says that we are special and who knows what is best for our lives. But you know what? There is really, really, really good news. Because it tells me in the Bible that God sent Jesus down to this earth. And you were telling us what Jesus was able to do. Who can remind me? What was Jesus able to do when he was here on this earth? Yeah? Can you remember? brilliant. That's a super answer. He was able to do miracles. He was able to make people that couldn't see again. When there was a huge, big storm and the disciples were so afraid, he just said, "Peace, be still." And the water was calm because he is king over everything. And he did good. He never did anything wrong because he was perfect. He had no sin. But it tells me in the Bible that the people had a choice. You know what? If I give you a choice, here are some of my choices. If I give you a choice and you could choose between 20p or £10, which one would you choose? Yes? £10. You are so right. Yes. What about if I give you a choice and you could choose between a week in Disneyland or a week in school? Which one would you choose? You would choose Disneyland. The choice is obvious. What about if I give you a choice between an orange or a beautiful bar of chocolate? Which one would you choose? Yes? The orange. Fantastic. You can have this and I'll keep. But for me, the choice is obvious. I would choose a chocolate bar. I knew what the people in the Bible, they had a choice to make. And the choice was obvious. Where it was between Barabbas, who had done wrong, or Jesus, who was perfect and kind and good and helped people. But the Bible tells us they made a choice that they set Barabbas free and Jesus gave his life. And what is so amazing this morning is Jesus, who is king over everything, who made us, who loves us, gave his life on the cross. Where he died, but what happened 3 days later that changed all of history? Who can tell me? Yes? Brilliant. He rose from the dead. And he is alive. And he has made a way that you and I can be part of his forever family. A way that one day we can have hope and peace, where we can be with him forever in that wonderful place in heaven. That here on earth, he says that if you follow me, I will forgive you for your sin. I'll be with you every day of your life. And I give you peace and hope. Because he is the only one that can make the difference. That's how much he loves you this morning. And this morning, if that doesn't get you excited, I don't know what will. That whenever you read the Bible, you read that we on our own, that we are lost. We don't have that hope and peace where we get it wrong against King Jesus. But yet, because of what Jesus did on the cross, he's made a way that you and I can be forgiven. A way that we can be part of his forever family. And to know for sure that we have hope that one day we'll be with him forever in heaven. So the next time you maybe see a teddy bear, I want you to think about the greatest creator and the greatest king, who is Jesus. And here's the question that I want to ask you. Is Jesus king of your life? Because that's the most important thing. To know that your sin is forgiven and that you're part of Jesus' family. And to do that, the Bible tells us this. It says in John 3 verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," listen to this, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You've listened so well this morning. I want you to stretch your hand up as far as you can, bend it back a little bit, and give yourself a pat on the back because you did a great job.
Well, we do want to thank Stephen indeed. And not just Stephen, I want to thank Judith and her team for the Sunday school. Let's give the leaders, Stephen and the children, a big round of applause and say thank you for this morning. Brilliant. Anybody, any pounds in their pockets? Anybody, you can put your hand up and let me know if you have any. Oh, great. Amen, brother. There's one. Have we another one? Any other more ones? There's two. Brilliant. That's all I need. Two coins. I'll pay you back. I have two best-seller uppers, and the first one is in this front row, and it's this little lady in the blue. All right, little lady, you're the first one, and it's the second row, and it's you, young man, the second one in. That's you. So you come and see me whenever I get them £2, and I'll get them to you as soon as I can. All right. So if they run out of church, you ain't getting your money. So you make sure you get out of them two people who let them run away. Let's stand as we sing together. Our band is going to come back to the front and lead us in our worship. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. This is the most important message that's been presented to us today. We want to thank Stephen for doing this for us in such a well way, a well-constructed way, and very clearly presented with us the gospel. We need a king. And if he's not in control of our lives, then we are in control of our lives. And if we're in control, it means we're not headed for heaven. And maybe today you need to yield and surrender to him and submit to him and let him control you. Let's stand as we sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Father, thank you for your love toward us, and thank you for this very clear presentation of the gospel today to remind us that not only have we been created, but our Creator gave his Son that we might be saved from our sins. And so, Lord, help us indeed to crown him indeed King of our lives and submit ourselves to him. For Stephen and for his ministry in the CEF, we pray you'll bless him and use him. And Father, we just lovingly ask now, dear God, even for the children and parents and grandparents, we ask your blessing upon these little lives today. And thank you for your gift to parents today. And we ask, Lord, your blessing that most of all, each of these little ones will come to a saving faith in Christ Jesus. Part us with your blessing. In the precious name of Christ, we ask it. Amen.